put the kettle on and crack open the Mee Goreng. So Sydney's freshest sketch comedy duo bringing back their sold-out show from Sydney Comedy Festival to the Factory Theatre tonight for what I believe is a one-night-only show. So the Noodle Girls are a Sydney-based sketch comedy duo who satirise the silly in Australian culture. Chappelle Corby, British backpackers, and most importantly, what a schmood is. So I'm joined in the studio by the Noodle Girls, Rachel and Lauren. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Wow, enthusiastic. So first off, and most importantly, as I mentioned, what is a schmood?
Well, a schmood can be many things. In our show, we discuss all kinds of schmoods, such as female cops who have staffies called Bella.
Okay. Mossman mums who suffer LBL, light bladder leakage.
And also backpackers who, sorry, not backpackers, but bushwalkers who offer justice of the peace services.
Yes.
So okay. All big schmoods. We discuss the big schmoods, the small schmoods, all the schmoods in between, you know?
Yeah.
Is there an ultimate schmood?
I would say an ultimate schmood is buying hemorrhoid cream at Priceline on Anzac Day.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Too specific, but
that cannot be topped. No,
absolutely not.
So your show, Schmood Full Throttle, takes its inspiration from everyone's favourite movie, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, it's an encore show. Well, I guess it's we first did the show at the Fringe Festival last year, and that one was just called Schmood. And so we thought for its return, we might throttle it up a bit. And yeah, so it's sort of like a fuller, more, I don't know.
We've just got the throttled version of it. A throttled version, the flames and the high kicks of a Charlie's Angels film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of direct references to Charlie's Angels?
Yes, there is. There's some similar music throughout the show.
Great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Corey, very on point.
There is, the show may open with two men. And a couple of fist fights.
And a couple of disguises, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
We won't say who's under those moustaches and who's under those suits.
So kind of speaking a little bit more about the both of you and how you came to be the Noodle Girls. Also, yeah, what's with that title? I'm obsessed with it.
Well, we actually, when we kind of realised that we had very similar types of humour, we kind of came up with the name for the silly, sort of absurd humour that we really enjoy, which was we came up with the phrase noodles on surfboards. So if there was like a joke which we really liked, to describe its style of humour, we'd be like, oh, it was like so noodles on surfboards. Wow. And then from there we just kind of,
derived our name.
You also started as actors, and so how did you kind of transition from acting to comedy?
Yeah, I guess we both like sort of had a similar trajectory, I guess. Yeah, we're doing a lot of acting, but sort of started to do comedy as well and realized that this was something we really loved, but also that I think the great thing about comedy is you have so much control to create your own stuff and to really find your own voice, whereas, you know, with acting, it's definitely great and has its, you know, its moments, but comedy, I think, gave us a moment to more, write our own characters and delve more into that voice that we like to have and,
And totally getting, like, that immediate response from the audience of, like, laughter is also great.
Yeah, so in terms of your actual experience of performing, do you prefer sketch comedy to acting?
In ways, yes, absolutely. At the moment, it's definitely our favourite thing to do, I think. And because we've had, it's just like an immediate positive feedback, which you don't necessarily get from acting.
I definitely I think prefer it a lot now, because I think it's so fun and to perform with someone as well all the time with Lauren that you feel safe with and that you have fun with and that... Yeah, the nicest thing people say when we get off stage is they're like, wow, you guys have great chemistry. Mm. And it's so nice to have that. Whereas, I think is a nice thing, which is like a big thing which keeps us coming back to it.
Yeah, it's nice so fun to just have people enjoy watching us just be complete idiots together on stage. Yeah.
That is friendship goals.
Yeah.
So there's obviously both of you in the show. Are there any other cameos or other people you've worked with?
Well, we do have a very important member a third member of our group, DJ Sauce.
Okay. She hits the tracks for us.
Yeah.
She has to spray us some points
sometimes
during the show.
Keep us
to cool down.
Focused. Cool us down, keep us focused, keep us on task, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, she's the bolognese to our pasta. Mm.
Sometimes wow. she likes to take over a bit too much.
And we have to, we have to reel remind her in. She's a tech person. And,
yeah.
You know.
She's not her place. Star know her show. Place.
Not her place. But, you know, she knows that now, so. We brought her back, so it's great.
So you mentioned that this is obviously the full throttle version of The Noodle Girls, the original mm-hmm. show. For those who've seen the first one, why come to the second one? The second one, what's changed?
Got a lot of new stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got definitely a lot of new sketches and a lot of the old stuff as well has sort of been, yeah, revamped, rethrottled. Yeah, so it's they can expect new stuff and they can expect some surprising new turns for some old stuff as well. And
we've also we printed a banner. So nice. we've got a banner which we didn't have last
That's
time.
Epic. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
We have coat racks. Which weren't in the first show.
Oh, is this to do with this particular sketches or
these
just...
are just actual prop like set stage and
just set design.
Set design.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basic set design is definitely throttled up.
Mm. and we've got many more costume changes as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And we have snacks as well.
Yes.
Which are, I would say better than the last snacks.
Yeah.
That we had.
So if anyone's going to come hungry.
Yeah. Don't have dinner because you'll be fed.
So are there any kind of central themes that encompass the show that you're trying to communicate about at all? Or just fun sketch comedy?
I guess like what we didn't realize until kind of after the show is it is quite Australiana, and I think, you know, bless, we got like one of the reviews said, you know, it's lovers of Kath and Kim will love this. Yeah. So I think it's like,
wow. Yeah. I know. I was like, whoa, what a comparison.
I know. yeah. So I think it's quite, like to throw out the term observational humor, yeah. I guess, but yeah, it is quite like, you know, Australiana schmoods, I would say. Yeah. Yeah. We try and sort of like take the things that I think I read, who said this once? It was Michelle Wolf, she said, like, a good joke is one that you didn't even know you needed to hear yet.
Yeah.
And I think that I heard that and I was like, wow, yeah. Yeah. So I think a lot of our characters are people that you go, oh my God, yes, I know that person, but you never thought of them before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So obviously you've experienced quite a bit of success in your sketch comedy, given this is your encore show, so congratulations on that. What advice would you give to young performers, in particular younger queer performers in Sydney?
I think just... making your own work is so powerful, and so like if you can see a gap in the industry in any way and the shows that you see and you think that you could fill that gap, like just write your work and try and get it made. And like I think that's one of the most powerful things you can do as a young performer.
Totally. Yeah, I would also say like find like-minded people as well. Mm. Like we started in the UCID Women's Review scene, which is a sketch comedy show for women and non-binary people, but they've got queer review as well, people of colour review. So that's where we started. So finding, I think, like-minded people like that really helped. And also asking questions, I would say, because there's a lot of people out there who think you've got to find your own way. But if you never ask, you'll never know. So I think, always just putting your foot in as many doors as you can.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Great advice. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and good luck with your show tonight.
Thank you so much.
So that was sketch comedy duo The Noodle Girls, who have their encore show tonight at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. We'll put all the links to details and tickets up on our show page if you look for So Hot Right Now on the 2SER website.